Welcome to Deed and B College. Today we're building one of the most useful arrangement tricks in drum and bass, the rewind moment. This is that split second where the track feels like it's about to drive forward, then you pull it back and make the next drop hit with way more force. It's not just a flashy effect. In D and B, it's a real arrangement tool. It creates tension, resets attention, and gives the crowd a reason to lean in again. We're going to make this inside Ableton Live 12 using stock tools, and we'll keep it beginner-friendly. The goal is a clean, DJ-readable 2-bar rewind at the end of an 8-bar phrase. It should feel heavy, tight, and intentional. Not messy, not random, just proper rave pressure. Start by loading a simple DNB loop that already has drums, bass, and a bit of atmosphere. Place your rewind at the end of an 8-bar section. That matters. DNB is phrase-driven, so if you land your stop on a clear boundary, the whole thing feels natural to the listener and easy to mix for a DJ. If the rewind happens off-grid, it can feel like the track tripped rather than chose to stop. Now build the main drum break. Take the last bar of the phrase and simplify it. Keep the groove readable, then strip out the busy material right before the stop. A strong beginner move is to let the last snare hit a little harder than the others, then remove almost everything after it. That gives the ear a very clear final warning. What to listen for here is simple. Does it feel like the groove is intentionally falling away, or does it sound like you accidentally deleted part of the beat? If it sounds accidental, the stop needs to be cleaner and more phrase-locked. Next, add a reverse-style pullback gesture. Duplicate a short snare, cymbal, break slice, or even a small effects hit from your arrangement, then reverse it in Ableton's clip view. Keep it short. You only need about half a bar to 1 bar maximum. That reversed sound is there to suggest motion backward. It gives the rewind that vacuum effect, like the track is being pulled off the grid for a moment. If the reversed layer feels too obvious, tuck it down a bit. It should support the moment, not take over the room. You want pressure, not a giant swoosh stealing attention from the drums. Why this works in DNB is because the reverse gesture creates psychological pull. The ear hears motion in reverse, and that makes the stop feel like a deliberate reset. In a fast genre like drum and bass, that tiny illusion goes a long way. Now shape the bass so the low end disappears cleanly. This is a big one. If the sub keeps ringing through the stop, the rewind loses impact. In Ableton, put utility on the bass track and automate the gain down very quickly, somewhere in the 50 to 200 millisecond range. If your bass has a separate sub and mid layer, let the sub leave first and keep the mid a touch longer, or flip that depending on the vibe. For a first pass, go for a hard stop. It's cleaner, more dramatic, and usually easier to hear on a big system. What to listen for here is whether the low end actually lets go. If the kick and sub are still talking over the rewind, the moment will feel muddy instead of powerful. In that case, make the bass disappear earlier, not louder. Now let's add some pressure using Ableton stock devices. You do not need a huge chain. Keep it focused on the drum bus or rewind layer. Drum bus can add a bit of density. A little drive can make the stop feel more physical, but don't overdo it or you'll soften the transient. Pair that with auto filter and a utility gain move, and you already have most of the behavior you need. If you want a slightly more atmospheric version, add a touch of echo or reverb on a send, but keep it filtered and subtle. The point is to build tension without turning the transition into a wash. In drum and bass, the rewind is strongest when it still feels controlled. Now write a tiny fill to sell the reset. This can be the snare drag, a kick snare kick stutter, a clipped break fragment, or a single accent that feels like the last bit of momentum before the pause. Don't make it too busy. 2 or 3 hits is often enough. A strong rewind usually works best when the last bar gets simpler, not more complicated. A practical shape is this. Normal groove for most of the phrase, small fill on the back half of the last bar, then the stop lands right on the phrase boundary. If you want a more aggressive rave feel, place the final accent just before the bar line and let the silence hit on the downbeat. That makes the rewind feel like it snapped back through the grid. Now automate the room a little. In the final bar, you can close the filter slightly, bring the bass down, thin out the hats, and maybe let a tiny bit of reverb rise on the last hit. Keep it must. You only need enough movement to make the last bar feel smaller before the return feels bigger. This is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. A rewind moment works because of contrast. If the setup is too big, the return doesn't feel special. If the pre-stop section gets slightly stripped back, the next drop suddenly feels massive without needing a giant effect stack. Now decide how the track comes back. You've got 2 solid choices. The first is a full drop return, where the drums and bass slam back in immediately. That's the easiest and often the most effective option for jump up, ravey rollers, and bigger crowd hype moments. The second is a half-step return, where drums come back first and the bass waits a little. That's better if you want suspense, darkness, or a more DJ-friendly transition. For your first rewind moment, I'd go with a full drock return. It gives the clearest reward for the stop and it's easier to make feel intentional. Then, if the arrangement calls for it later, you can try the half-step version for more tension. Before you commit, check the whole thing in mono. That matters more than people think. Your rewind can have some width in the top layer, but the drum backbone and the sub should stay centered. If the reverse layer disappears in mono or the low end gets weird, tighten it up. High-pass the effects layer more aggressively, reduce stereo width if needed, and keep the sub locked in the middle. What to listen for in mono is whether the stop still reads instantly. If the effect only works in stereo, it's too dependent on width and not enough on rhythm. In club music, rhythm wins. If the edit starts getting complicated, bounce it to auto. Seriously, that can be a smart move. Once the reverse layer, drum stop, and automation feel right, committing to audio lets you trim the silence, shape the tail, and make the rewind feel like one confident gesture instead of a stack of tiny yeses. Sometimes the heaviest result comes from simplifying the workflow. A good beginner approach is to duplicate your phrase and only edit the last one or two bars. Don't rebuild everything from scratch. Copy, trim, simplify, and test. That's a fast way to learn arrangement without getting lost. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the rewind too long, or the groove loses momentum. Don't let the sub ring through the stop, or the moment loses shock value. Don't sack too many effects layers, or it stops sounding like DNB and starts sounding like generic transition design. And don't place the stop off the phrase grid unless you really mean to. In this genre, clean boundaries are part of the language. If you want a darker or heavier flavor, use negative space like a weapon. Sometimes the best rewind is almost empty. Let the last beat feel stripped bare for a second. Let the snare act like the last warning shot. Keep the sub simple. Keep the FX layer ugly in the top end but clean in the bottom end. That combination often sounds bigger than loading the moment with more and more sounds. Here's a very useful mindset. Ask yourself what the crowd is supposed to feel in that exact bar. If the answer is confusion, simplify. If the answer is pullback, you're close. If the answer is waiting for the bass to come back, that's usually the sweet spot. So let's recap it cleanly. Build your rewind at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Create a clear drum stop. Add one reverse-style pullback layer. Make the bass disappear cleanly. Use one simple fill to sell the reset. Keep the low end controlled. Keep the phrase boundaries obvious, and make the return feel bigger than the setup. If it sounds like the track briefly grabs the room by the collar, pulls it back, and then slams forward with more authority, you've got it. Now take the 15-minute practice challenge. Build one 2-bar rewind moment using only Ableton stock devices, only one reverse layer, and one drum fill maximum. Then test it in a context and in mono. If you want to push further, make two versions, one with a hard stop and one with a tapered pullback. Then choose the one that makes the next drop feel stronger. That's the move. Keep it tight. Keep it readable, and let the rewind do its job.